Good morning. It's Thursday, January the 16th. Something that I've been thinking about as I look at, we just had the Golden Globes, we have the Oscar nominations that just came out. And I want to talk about the influence of Hollywood on culture, which of course is humongous. But I am someone who grew up a big movie fan. I love watching movies. I used to love watching the entertainment shows to see what the celebrities were doing. But when I start getting older, and especially when I started being in Christ, that kind of started getting less and less. And more recently, it's as if Hollywood is anti-God. The media is anti-God. And it's so sad that you can't even watch a television show or a movie without there being some anti-God agenda. I'm going to use, for example, the media. When you're watching certain quote-unquote news channels and they're pushing an agenda, you can see if they're talking about something like abortion. They're pushing their narrative because obviously they call themselves pro-choice, which they're pro-abortion. And you ask yourself, how many pro-life people do they have on their shows? Do they? I mean, you'll see a pro-life person on Fox. If they have pro-life people on CNN and NBC, MSNBC, I never see it. And Chris Cuomo on his show, he will never have a pro-life woman on his show. Just pay attention. How many pro-life women? He'll always have a pro-life man on his show to have a debate with a pro-choice woman. And when he had the Christian radio show host on the show, he called him anti-choice. He didn't call him pro-life. He called him anti-choice. So yes, Chris Cuomo is pushing a narrative. The media and Hollywood, they celebrate LGBT. It's not just that, you have to accept it. They want to affirm it. They want to celebrate it. If you notice that in movies and TV shows, usually the gay person is the most virtuous person there. They're always someone with good advice. They're just so wonderful and great. And I'm not saying this is 100% of the time, but it's the majority of the time. And if you are someone who isn't pro-LGBT, you're full of hate, you're a bigot. And this is just watch, just pay attention. And I mean, anything that's against God is what's celebrated. Christians are always looked at as just bad people or undercover pedophiles or undercover homosexuals. And how many times have you seen this? And of course, they'll deny it, but it's there to see. And it's like, it's getting... And I still like watching movies, but it's getting less and less. And I know people in Hollywood, people in the media, they don't care. They don't care about the average person. I mean, you can see that every day. That they are so caught up in themselves and the people who they think that they're speaking to. They're not speaking to average people. They're speaking to people in California and people in New York. That's because that's who they care about. Because those people live the lifestyles that they promote. And people in Hollywood, they really don't care. You know, you can see how they act like, oh, like we're supposed to bow down to them. I remember when I used to live in California, and it's funny, I used to work at this store that a lot of celebrities came into. And even though I enjoy movies, I never like fawned over celebrities that I saw in person. And so some of them would come in, they would be so snobby. And I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them would be so snobby. And it's like, why are you being snobby to the people who actually watch what you're in? It's because they don't care. They don't. They have a lot of money. They have fame. They have people who do their bidding. So you, the average person, they could care less about. So I'm going to stop really spending my money on movies that celebrate sin, that have actors in it who celebrate sin, and stop watching television shows that celebrate this stuff. And it's just, you know, it's just better for my faith, my Christian walk, to stop looking at these things, and especially supporting people and industries that don't care about me. And I wish that people like Brian Stelter on CNN, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, like actors like Alyssa Milano, Patricia Arquette, Bette Midler, Cher, all of these people who are always on Twitter, you know, they always have nasty things to say about people who don't think like them. But they're the virtuous people. Just think about that. They consider themselves to be virtuous. And I'm just done with it. Thanks, guys, for listening.